Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is The Descendants, and George Clooney has a whole lot on his plate. His wife is dying, he's trying to figure out how to be the only parent to his daughters. He finds out his wife is having an affair, and he's trying to sell land in Hawaii that's been in his family for generations.
I have to go around and tell people what's happening.
I don't want to talk about Mom with anyone.
Look, whatever you two fought about, you have to drop it. Grow up.
You really don't have a clue, do you? Mom was cheating on you.
As you can probably tell, this one is no comedy. In fact, it's a pretty depressing, pretty doomy and gloomy drama. Even though a downer, I would love to rant and rave about George's emotional depth and moving performance, but no can do. He did pull off the typical stoic looks and long stares, but that just did not cut it. Now, if you're gonna make me sit through a mood-killing movie like this, I demand to be so moved by the performance I can't help myself but sob and blabber like a baby and wish for mercy. Well, George couldn't pull that off, but Shailene Woodley, who plays the oldest daughter, did a great job. She didn't make me sob, but now I'm a big fan of troublemaking teens. But after all is said and done, it's a holiday season, and I don't want dark and dreary. I want happy, happy, joy, joy. So in our movie night traffic light, The Descendants is a yellow light. But if you want to get your holiday joy juices going, go see the completely fun, very clever, and way modern Santa story, Arthur Christmas, which is a green light. Now into a movie brought to us by Martin Scorsese, it's Hugo. And in Paris in 1930, Hugo has lost his parents, but he's determined to live on his own, and he has a mystery to solve.
Once upon a time, I met a boy named Hugo Cabret. He searched to find a secret message.
I need to know what this means.
And how that message led his way.
Hugo!
All the way home.
Not everything is as it seems, so they say. This movie takes you on a way different journey than you expect. Yes, Hugo's looking for a message from his father, and yes, this takes place back in the 1930s, but other than that, it's more informative and less adventure. It's more dramatic than exciting, and more cerebral than it is surreal. Basically, you're led on a slow journey to discover the history of cinema and filmmaking. Yes, all under the cover of a kid hoping to find special meaning and his place in life, which is all done beautifully and with interesting characters, but not what you would expect from a so-called kids movie, which leaves me again desperately craving some happy, happy joy, joy, and this one just gave me a little grin and a bit of a smile. So in our movie night traffic light, Hugo is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.